collections, repos, charge-offs. We've all had our fair share with credit, from denials to late payments. So let's fix the damage by educating ourselves to removals and approvals. This is Credit and Coffee with T. Marie. I know it has been a very long time. I have been busy, holidays, moving, it's a lot. So I have been blessed beyond measure here lately, and everything is just coming to play. So, you know, it's a new year, so happy new year to everybody at 750 Plus Credit Club, LLC, my group here. I am enjoying everything thus far, even though it's freaking cold here. I don't know where everyone is located, but I hope you guys stay warm wherever you are at. Now, I've had a lot of questions come to me in my inbox, and one in particular question that I see all the time just so happens to be about credit cards. So let's go ahead and talk about credit cards right quick. Those of you who are just starting out with credit, or redoing their credit because it's like their credit score is very low, I would say you need to start off with at least a secured credit card. And now, what do I mean by secured credit card? There's your unsecured, and then there's your secured. Unsecured are credit cards that literally check your credit, so you'll have a hard inquiry, and you get approved for a specific limit. Secure credit cards are those where you put down your own credit limit. Like, for instance, if you want a $1,000 credit limit, you would put down $1,000. So you're the one who's determining what your credit limit is. Now, as a recommendation, if you're just now starting off or rebuilding your credit because you've had a lot of collections, some charge-offs in there, so you want to be able to rebuild and start gaining more of a positive payment history, do not go to the intentions of trying to apply for any of the top tier cards like American Express or Chase or even Citibank. Don't even attempt those. You are wasting your time, energy, and you are collecting hard inquiries as you apply for those accounts. Your best bet is to go ahead and get a secured credit line. I do not recommend anybody putting more than $250 as a secure line of credit. Literally, $250. Because what are you benefiting from it other than trying to rebuild your payment history, trying to get some type of positivity to your credit file? You're not benefiting from it at all. You're not gaining any type of rewards. You're not gaining any type of cash back, nothing like that. Keep it low. Which also means keep a low utilization. $250, keep a low balance. Literally, if you have a subscription to Netflix, put that on there, ignore it, pay it every month on time. Matter of fact, put it on auto payment. That way you won't forget it. You're building up your payment history. You're keeping a low utilization point, and it shows that you have one credit card on your phone. Another one that I would recommend looking into is starter cards. So a starter card is ones where, yeah, okay, you don't have reward benefits or cash back benefits, but it's kind of the same thing as the secure card. Only difference is this one is going to check your credit, and it will also give you a starter credit limit. One of those credit cards is First Premier. Now, just to let you know, I once upon a time had First Premier. Actually, I still do because it's one of my oldest credit cards that I have on my credit file. So always keep your oldest credit cards open no matter what, because that's building your credit history, which of course you need that. It's 15% of your credit file, your credit score. Definitely keep your older credit cards open. I had First Premier as a starter card. They started me off with a credit limit of 700. Surge is another one. Surge is another starter card. I believe they start off people with 700, might be 750. They help when you have bad credit or a low credit score. Even if you're just starting out with credit, it helps with that too. There's other ones too. If you don't want a company checking your credit because it's very low, or you're just starting out and you're looking for something to work with your credit file, a credit card company called Open Sky, that is another one. I believe they actually do the same type of credit limit. I believe it's between 7 to 750. It could be. So definitely start out with those. Also, another one that a lot of people tend to sleep on is Self. And I have this on my website, tmarieinnovations.com, under the 750 Plus Credit Club tab. I actually promote Self. Self is one of those, it's a great company to deal with. You get a 2-in-1 offer. Not only do you have like a short line of credit that you are able to deal with and pay on a monthly basis, but they also, after 3 months of paying on time, you get the option of doing a credit card. So with Self, if you are doing Self right now, or if you're planning on doing Self and you're trying to do a line of credit, only do the lowest offer. There is no point in doing the highest offer there is on a monthly basis, because you're only using it to build up your payment history, to show positive reflection of what you can do on your file, and you're trying to rebuild your credit. Do not go any higher than that. I believe the lowest payment is, what, $25 a month? Stick with the lowest. Don't go any higher. It's not worth it. It's only helping with payment history, and it's a short-term credit loan, which is one of the things that is best to have on your credit file. This actually opens up the gates to other things that you possibly would want: a credit card with reward points, credit card with cash back, anything like that. It's an open door. It's the gateway. With a credit card, you are able to use the amount of money that you've already paid on the short-term loan to be placed on the credit card. It starts off as a secured credit card because you are putting money down as your deposit in order to get a credit card. Self, every month, every 30 days, as long as you are making on-time payments for your short-term account and your credit card account and keeping low utilization, they will up your credit limit by $25 every month. How do I know this? I have Self myself. I started off with the short term. After 3 months, ended up getting the credit card. I used that amount of money. It was $200 as a deposit to secure my line of credit for a credit card. And then every month, they add on a certain amount. They would see how you're doing, analyze everything, and then give you a certain amount. So my first offer for a higher credit limit, I believe, was $100, and then it goes down to $75, $50, and then $25, and then every month after that is $25. So right now, for Self by itself, I have a $1,000 credit limit, and every month it goes up another $25. That's one of the oldest ones I have as well. I keep that on hand. It increases my credit limit, which also then increases your credit file. It stays positive, and it increases your net worth. Remember that. Net worth in your credit. That's great to have on your behalf. So definitely look into Self. I have that on my website, again, tmarieinnovations.com, under the 750 Plus Credit Club tab. One of the secure cards that I do have, I also wanted to bank Black because I am an Afro-Latina. So I wanted to go ahead and support one of the oldest Black banks that we have here in the United States. It's One United credit card that I have. It's a secure credit card. My limit is $250, so I have that. look into those type of accounts. Look into your banks if they have secured accounts. Look into any of the credit unions that have that. As starter cards, they have secure cards that you are able to look into. Remember, keep it a low balance. Whatever their minimum is, do it, especially if you're trying to rebuild. Now, those that have good credit and you are looking for credit cards that have reward points that you are able to use for free flights, restaurants, hotel stays, rental cars, anything like that. There are reward cards. My favorite one that I have, I use it as an everyday card. You rack up points like crazy. And if you do it correctly with this particular card, in a matter of 6 months, I believe it is, if you spend a certain amount within that 6 month time frame, then you get so many points back just for using it. So I use it as my everyday card. I've used it for hotel stays. I've used it for rental cars. I haven't used it for flights just yet. I haven't been going on vacations like that unless I drive somewhere. That's why I use it for rentals. But I use my Chase Sapphire Preferred. Chase also has one called Chase Sapphire Reserved. I prefer the Preferred. It's basically the same card. The only difference is the annual fee. And the one that is Chase Sapphire Reserved, it's higher in annual fee than the Preferred. And when I first started off with Chase Preferred, I had to spend a certain amount. It was $3,000. And I was able to get $3,000 within a matter of 2 months because I was using it every day. And each time I would swipe, I would pay it. Each time. I ended up getting a hotel room. Paid my hotel room, waited for that to clear because it doesn't clear until you after you check out. So I did that, paid it off. It's one of the best everyday cards that I have. You get points. I have subscriptions that go to that, so I don't have to worry about it. I have points. I have over 100,000 points that I can use for flights. This year I'm planning on using that for me and my kids. So we can go on vacation. So it'll be free flights and, of course, free hotel stays. I've done that several times. So definitely look into that one if you have great credit. Another credit card to look into, I love American Express. They have several different everyday cards, cashback cards, reward cards. One that I have that I use every day because it has points, great percentage points when it comes down to getting gas. I have the American Express Cash Preferred card. And with that one, I use it to get my gas because I get 6% back in whatever I spend. I use it for groceries, which I get 3% back. I can use this card for anything, really. It can be used as an everyday card, and that gives me cash back. So I can use that cash back for restaurants if I wanted to. I could use it for hotel stays as well. I can do anything with this particular card. I do not use it for flights, and I do not use it to reserve any type of vehicle. I only use this for gas and groceries. I also have a subscription on here that I'm able to use, so I don't have to worry about forgetting it. It's also on auto pay. I get cash back for that. I have over $100 in cash back right now. I have used it in order to pay my monthly payment. I could do that if I had a balance. I'm able to use that, pay off my balance, so I don't have to worry about using my bank account in order to pay it. Like, there's different benefits to different cards. Those are my two favorites. Another American Express card you should definitely look into is American Express Gold. That you can use as an everyday card. Use it correctly as an everyday card. Just like I use for this one, I would end up using for that one. Restaurants, groceries, gas, anything like that. Subscriptions. Then, if you want to, it's always best to get at least two with American Express because they don't check your credit on the second time around. You get one American Express card, that is basically your gateway to get another American Express card. So those who love to travel, those who travel frequently, look into the American Express Platinum card. Both cards, American Express Gold, has an annual fee of $250. So if you are able to afford $250 on a yearly basis, by all means, go for it. American Express Platinum is $625 or $650. It's one of those, it's very high. So if you are not a frequent flyer, or if you don't rack up enough points in order to get those flight benefits, then definitely stay away from the American Express Platinum. I myself, I do not have American Express Platinum. Why? Because I don't fly a lot. I'm using what I have in order to build that up. So American Express Platinum, $625 on an annual basis to keep that card open. If you are a frequent flyer, definitely look into that. You definitely get other benefits with it. If you use that one correctly, which means only use it for flights, hotel, rental. That's it. There's no more, any other reason why you should use that particular card. It should only be used for what? Flights, rentals, hotels. That is it. For the American Express Gold, use it as your everyday card. Groceries, gas, if you do DoorDash, anything like that. Use it for your everyday card. Make sure you pay it. Do not spend more than you can afford. I say that a lot, especially with my clients, because there are some people, they see a credit limit of $6,000 and they go crazy. And then later on, I can't afford this, end up messing up their credit again. Only spend what you can afford. I.e. as to why anytime I do spend, especially when I pay for groceries, I turn around and pay that. As soon as it clears, I am going in, making that payment. That way, I can get my points, and I can keep a low utilization, and it also shows on-time payment history, which is 35% of your credit score. So definitely look into those type of cards. Other ones to look into, of course, is like Citibank cards, because they have different types of credit cards that have different types of rewards that you are able to gain. Look into Chase. They have other credit cards that you're able to use as everyday cards in order to get some type of rewards or cash back. I will always tell you, look for credit cards that give you something back. Rewards, points that you are able to use for flights, hotels, rentals, restaurants, cash back that you are able to use for any type of payments, cash back that you are able to use for concert tickets, cash back for you to use for restaurants. Different restaurants have their own reward system where, like, oh, if this particular credit card lets you use your cash back to pay for one of your restaurant bills, do it. It's a reward. So why not use your reward that you literally worked hard to get? Look into those cards. If you are just starting off, again, looking to starter cards, look into a secure card and do not put no more than $250 or whatever their minimum is as far as a secured card. Only look into getting two at a minimum for a secured card. Keep them as a low balance. If you start off with self, do not do no more than what the minimum is for a short-term credit line so that you're able to go ahead and get the credit card and building your credit within a 2-in-1. So definitely go on my website, tmarieinnovations.com, under the 750 plus credit club tab. Look into those for credit building and go to self and start applying. You are able to get something quick. So definitely look into that. Look into secure cards. If you have great credit, look into credit cards that you are able to establish some type of reward or cashback benefit. So if you want to learn more about credit cards, definitely contact me on my email. That's tmarieinnovations@gmail.com. Contact me in the Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club LLC, and I will definitely respond to you. Either one, I'll record it, or two, I'll do a video. Or I will end up replying to you as an individual if I don't have any other type of messages that is similar to what you are asking. So definitely contact me if you have any other questions in regards to credit cards. So this is me, T. Marie, and you have listened to Credit and Coffee with me.